Padres looking to salvage the final game of their three-game series with the Nationals. The team's underway following a rain delay of nearly 90 minutes as we pick it up top, one man aboard for Ryan Schimpf.
Here's the send of the 1-2. Breaking ball hit in the air deep down the right field line toward the corner. No one's going to catch it. Will it stay fair? It does. A home run right down the line over the 335 marker and into that tunnelway, the back corner of the Nationals bullpen. Ryan Schimpf has done it again, golfing one out of here down the right field line. His 13th home run of the year out of 24 hits total. RBIs 23 and 24. Now the kick and the pitch, swinging a ground ball through the hole, a base hit left field. Chacin singles on a fastball through the left side. Darno comes in to score from third, and the Padres lead 3-1. The 0-1 pitch, swinging a line drive right center field. That's down for a base hit. One run will score. Cordero held up. Now he's around third and coming in to score without a play on a single to right center field for Chase Darno, and his first two runs batted in of the year. He's 2-for-3 with a double to run scored and a two-run single.
And the 1-2 delivery. Swinging a line drive. Diving stop by the shortstop, Darno. From a knee, he throws to first. Myers digs it out. What a play. Chase Darno robs Zimmerman of an RBI and a base hit. And somehow got enough on the throw to gun him down at first after a diving play deep in the hole.
Padres avoid the three-game sweep. They take it 5-3 as Joe Ross gives up a career-high 12 hits in the loss. Jolys Chacín yields three runs through four and a third. He entered Sunday with the Majors' worst road ERA this season at just under 11. The Nationals were unable to finish off a three-game sweep of the lowly Padres as San Diego salvaged the series finale by a 5-3 score on Sunday. Washington acting skipper Chris Speier shared his thoughts after the game.
You know, I just think it was command of his slider. You know, he just let some pitches out over in the middle of the plate and didn't have you know, the sharpness that he had the last time.
What was amazing too, Chris, is that he kept getting some pretty valuable outs early on still in the game.
Yeah, he did. You know, there was the times where we were, you know, kind of looking and thinking, you know, how much more can he give us, you know, and he kept giving us that extra, which was big for us. You know, we got a long stretch here, and the last thing we want to do is blow up our bullpen, you know, so. You know, he battled, you know, for the five innings he was out there.
With that, were you thinking Friday for two innings because you want to kind of save guys knowing what you've got ahead of you?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's you don't want to, you know, start your road trip, especially this long spell that we have, you know, with a short bullpen. And, you know, with Trinan, who, you know, gave us two innings. Yeah, he's just got a contusion on his left foot, I believe. Yeah, just a bruise, so he's all right.
How encouraging was the bullpen's performance today?
They did their job. You know, it's like I said, it's one of those things. You know, we have some opportunities to score some runs, and you know, we left some men on base, you know, early, and. You know, that those are opportunities that we need to take advantage of.
It seems like Ross's velocity jumps. Is that really a concern at all?
I'm sure it is, you know. Again, I think he was trying to get that sense for his breaking ball. But, yeah, we did notice it drop again.
The decision to sit four starters, was that, I think, putting Bryce that about the road trip and just getting some rest and freedom?
Well, I think it was fairly well known that, you know, we have some guys that were, you know, battling, you know, some fatigue and illness things going on, and the extra time that they can get rest is going to help them in this stretch. You know, there were some guys that were scheduled days off today, so. Following my skipper's commands from afar.
The Nationals head to San Francisco on Monday to take on the Giants.